When people talk about Beyoncé, the first thing that comes to mind is usually her music. She's one of the best-selling recording artists of all time, a performer whose voice and stage presence are legendary. But to focus only on her music is to miss the larger story. Beyoncé is not just an artist, she is a business empire. She has built a brand that stretches across industries, from music to film, from fashion to investments, and from philanthropy to global cultural influence. In this episode of Behind the Charts, we'll explore how Beyoncé became a symbol of not only artistic excellence, but also business power. Let's begin with the foundation, music. Beyoncé started her career as the lead singer of Destiny's Child, one of the best-selling girl groups in history. Those years gave her a platform, but when she went solo in 2003 with her debut album Dangerously in Love, she redefined herself. Every album that followed, Bidet, I Am, Sasha Fierce, 4, Beyoncé and Lemonade, was not just a collection of songs, but a cultural event. Her albums were tied to visual experiences, unexpected releases, and carefully curated narratives. Each one expanded her influence. But behind the music was a business model. Beyoncé embraced strategies that kept her in control. One of her most famous moves was the surprise release of her self-titled album in 2013, dropped on iTunes without any prior announcement. This broke industry norms and changed the way albums were marketed. Instead of months of hype, she let the work speak for itself. The strategy created massive buzz, sold hundreds of thousands of copies overnight, and showed that Beyoncé could dictate terms to the industry itself. Her streaming strategy was equally important. In the era when artists were struggling with low payouts from platforms, Beyoncé leveraged exclusivity. She released Lemonade initially only on Tidal, a streaming platform partially owned by her husband, Jay-Z. Though controversial, it demonstrated her to use business relationships to maximize revenue and exposure. Later, she negotiated favorable deals with other platforms, ensuring her music reached audiences while retaining leverage. Beyoncé also expanded into film. Her visual albums blurred the line between music and cinema, and her projects with Disney, including The Lion King, The Gift, expanded her brand further. On Netflix, Homecoming, her documentary and concert film about her historic 2018 Coachella performance, earned critical acclaim and a reported $60 million deal. These ventures proved that Beyoncé wasn't just selling music, she was selling experiences across multiple media platforms. Fashion has been another pillar of her empire. Early in her career, she co-founded House of Derrion with her mother, Tina Knowles. Later, she launched Ivy Park, an athleisure brand in collaboration with Adidas. Ivy Park became a global fashion statement, embodying her mix of empowerment, style, and influence. Through these ventures, Beyoncé tapped into another multi-billion dollar industry while reinforcing her image as a trendsetter. Then there are endorsements and partnerships. Beyoncé has worked with major brands like Pepsi, H&M, and L'Oreal. But unlike many celebrity deals, her endorsements often included equity stakes, revenue sharing, or creative control. This approach allowed her to benefit not only from upfront payments, but also from long-term gains. She wasn't just the face of a brand, she was a partner shaping its direction. Of course, we can't ignore her investments. Alongside Jay-Z, Beyoncé has stakes in Tidal, Uber, and various startups. These investments place her not only in the entertainment world, but also in Silicon Valley and finance. She has diversified her portfolio, showing that her empire extends far beyond what fans see on stage. Philanthropy is another part of the story. Beyoncé's Bay Good Foundation supports scholarships, disaster relief, small business grants, and social justice causes. Her activism, from Black Lives Matter to gender equality, strengthens her brand while demonstrating that her empire isn't built solely on profit, but also on cultural leadership. Financially, the results are staggering. Estimates put Beyoncé's net worth at over $500 million, with the combined net worth of her and Jay-Z surpassing $1.5 billion. This wealth comes not just from music sales or touring, though her tours gross hundreds of millions. It comes from a diversified strategy: recordings, publishing, touring, film, fashion, endorsements, investments, and philanthropy. Every move is calculated to expand her influence and sustain her empire. But what makes Beyoncé's empire unique isn't just the numbers. It's the way she balances artistry and business. Many artists have tried to branch out, but few have done it with the level of control, consistency, and vision that Beyoncé has. She has maintained her creative integrity while expanding into new fields. She has used her platform to advocate for ownership and empowerment, especially for women and artists of color. Her model has inspired a generation. Younger artists now think beyond music. They see themselves as brands, as entrepreneurs, as multi-industry players. From Rihanna with Fenty to Kanye West with Yeezy, the idea of the artist as a business mogul owes much to Beyoncé's example. In the end, Beyoncé's empire is more than just a business success story. It's a cultural phenomenon. It shows that in today's music industry, the charts tell part of the story, but the real power lies in ownership, diversification, and vision. Beyoncé has mastered all three. Behind the charts, her empire is proof that music is no longer just about songs. It's about building a legacy that spans industries and generations.